Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
And we were talking to Nell there, who was shocked to be asked to pay an extra €120 just because she wanted to bring her dog along on holiday to buy her hotel. €120, €40 extra a night was the charge. I want to go to Paula now. Paula, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Katie.
You have a separate but a related issue in relation to charges around pets.
Animals. I wanted to talk to you about what I've experienced over the last few years. It's not something that I came across before the last 3 or 4 years, but it seems to be a trend now at the local vets that they're appear to be systematically inflating invoices. Whereas in the past, I used to go to the vet, I have cats and dogs, I used to spend maybe 60, 70 euros per animal at the vet. And in the last few years, I'm lucky if I get out of the vet with one animal with a bill under 200 euros.
Right.
And these are pets that are not sick. So if they had, you know, long-term problems or something, that might be acceptable. But these are healthy animals.
Okay, so when you say healthy animal, first of all, why are you taking a healthy animal to the vet?
So for the annual booster.
Okay, so are we talking about small animals here, like cats and dogs?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you take your cat along to the vet for their annual booster shot. And how much should that cost? How much would that have cost?
So normally it costs about €60 to get the booster.
Right.
That per animal.
Okay.
So, and you know, a few years ago it might have been €50, but now it's 60. So that's fine. That's a normal increase. But what I noticed a few years ago was when I bring the animals to get their booster, these pet plans, that was the first thing I noticed, were being pushed that, you know, have you signed up to our pet plan? And the pet plans are usually anything between 200 to 350 euros per pet per year.
And these are insurance policies, effectively, are they?
Effectively, yes, that's what they are. They're not, the word insurance is never used. So it's all in this very soft language, but that's effectively what they appear to be anyway. They don't cover any medication, and usually they don't cover the visit that you're on that day, which for me was typically the only visit of the year.
Mm, right.
So if I've already paid 60 euros per animal for the year, then why would I want to pay 200 or 300 extra per animal for the year in case something happened? So for me, I just felt, I said no each time because I said, well, if something happens, I'll pay when that happens.
Okay, but go back to you've got your cat at the vet, you've got your booster shot, that's €60. How does it then add up to, as you say, you're looking to get out with under 200 euro?
Well, first of all, it's the pet plans, but for me, each time they were proposed at the vet that I used to go to, I've been to about 5 vets in the last 5 years. So before that, I'd been to the same practice for 15 years, and no one had ever tried to sell me anything when I went to the vet. It was like going to the GP, you went in, you know, explained your problem, and you paid a fee, and that was it. There was no upselling. And then a few years ago, they were pushing the pet plans, and then I just got fed up with it. I didn't want to go to the vet knowing I'm going to get a sale on the pet plan again. Mm-hmm. So I decided to start shopping around. And I brought, on that occasion, I brought my two cats to a vet. And I mentioned to the vet, I said, one of my cats has diarrhea. Can you give me something for it? And then that moved into, you know, your cat could have FIV. And I said, what's that? And it's AIDS for cats. So AIDS for cats, you know, sent off alarm bells for me. You know, I was petrified there. Initially, when I arrived, I thought my cat had a stomach bug. Now I'm thinking he could have a fatal disease like AIDS, and the vet is proposing lab tests. So I was in the emotion at the time. I was in fear, to be perfectly honest. And she said, you need to do a lab test to confirm this. And I had two cats, so she said, well, there's no point in doing a lab test for one because one cat can pass it to the other, so you need to get the two cats their lab tests. So on that occasion, fear took over, and I said, oh, well, of course, oh my God, diarrhea, now it's AIDS. Lab tests, of course, do the lab tests. So then the bill was 360. That was with the two vaccinations and the two lab tests. And at this point, in this particular vet, she said, you know, you should consider a pet plan. Now, every vet won't call it the pet plan. They'll have a different name, but I'll just call it the pet plan. So then she said, you know, the pet plan cost $185, I think it was, at that vet, per animal, and that would cover most of, you know, your costs. Now, what she didn't say, then I went to reception, and she had everything up on the computer, and the next thing I was looking at a bill for €660.
So that's the 300 and...
The pet plans thrown in.
Yes.
So because the lab test that I had agreed to were not covered by that pet plan. So I was shell-shocked at that point. The fear for the cat had subsided.
Right.
Now I just felt like I'm being taken to the cleaners. So I was too shell-shocked in reception. You're dealing with, you know, a receptionist who's not a vet, who's not, you know, she's not charging you.
It's not the receptionist's fault that you've been landed with this bill.
The system just makes you stay quiet. So I went home and ruminated.
And did you pay that, Paula?
Yes, I paid. Your card, you just use your card and off it goes. And overnight, when I got home, you know, I started getting annoyed, first with myself. I felt I'd been taken in, that I had mug written on my face. And after going to a different vet to avoid being sold a pet plan somewhere else, I just said, this is ridiculous. So I phoned them back up. I couldn't cancel the lab test because I did my research then on cat HIV, and it's incredibly rare. Less than 2% of cats get it. And out of the 2% of cats that get FIV, most of those cats live completely healthy, normal lives. It's not like human HIV. They don't have to go on medication, heavy medication.
And this wasn't explained to you when it was being suggested to you that they have these tests?
No. It's all done, if the cat has been ill. I had got the cats from a rescue centre, so my advice to any listeners is never tell the vet you've got a cat from a rescue centre. That's just an open door to the cat could have anything and everything. So the lab test did come back. I cancelled the pet plan. I couldn't cancel the lab test, but so I was down €360, €120 for the vaccination, that's fine. And the lab test came back, and neither cat had cat flu, which by now I knew the chances of them having it was quite remote. And they spend most of their time indoor. So they're not in the hype. They're not a tomcat out roaming around the country. The chances of them having HIV is very remote. The second thing was I got two tests, €200, because she told me that if one cat had it, the other cat would almost certainly get it. Again, when I Googled this on American pharmaceutical sites, it's not typically transmitted from one cat to another by sharing bowls or living together or any of that. The typical way it's shared is through the blood. So one cat would have to give a deep bite to another cat to transmit it. And it would have to be an infected cat biting a non-infected cat. So my cats are brothers, so they don't fight. There was almost no chance that one would be transmitting it to the other, but it cost me €200 to find that out. So needless to say, and then the issue that I had originally called out to her for, which was diarrhea, wasn't solved. So I was given a medication called Metrobactin for the diarrhea, and that costs, at this vet, €1 a tablet, which I also thought was quite excessive for cat pills, that it would cost €1 a tablet, and I was given 30 tablets. And there was a slight improvement, but the diarrhea didn't go away. I got a month worth, then I had to come back to the vet. Then they prescribed another 30 days, and at this point they were saying that this condition could be a lifelong condition and that I would probably have to give this tablet to the cat for the duration of its life, and the cat was 2.
So this is €30 a month?
Yes.
For the foreseeable.
So I said, okay, thank you. So I didn't go back after that. I thought to myself, okay, this this vet practice is just taking customers for banks, you know, to fund them. So then I went to another vet. Now, another vet I went to, the third occasion was a year. I went to another vet to solve the diarrhea problem. So I explained to the other vet, I picked a vet this time that was very small. So I didn't want a practice where there were several vets. I wanted one where it was the owner, because I think that makes a huge difference. And this vet doesn't have pet plans, didn't talk to me about pet plans, didn't ask me to do any lab tests or blood tests or anything like that. Examined the cat the old-fashioned way. He, you know, put the cat on the table, start feeling around his insides, all of that, and asked a few questions, then gave him an injection and a few tablets, and within 7 days, the diarrhea was gone, and that cost me less than 100.
So you're still with that vet?
Oh, I take of course. It. But that wasn't my only experience, so I'm not changing vet. So that vet is the vet I go to. Then about 2 years ago, I also got a dog, and I brought the dog to a different vet because of how I acquired the dog, that the place where I got the dog, you gave them a payment and you had to get the dog neutered at a particular vet. So that was the only reason I didn't go to my ordinary vet. And on this occasion, again, this lab test thing came back. The dog was taken away for his vaccination, and I said, for the dog, he's got an ear infection. I think he has ear mites. Can you give me a treatment for the ear mites? That's what I thought he had. And then the dog disappeared for about 20 minutes behind closed doors. I didn't see him. And when he came back, I was landed with a bill for €187 for lab tests, for swabs and lab tests, that the vet wasn't able to ascertain. He did have an ear infection. He wasn't able to say which one, and therefore lab tests were essentially required. And then I came away on that occasion with a bill for €260.
And you say in that time the lab tests were done, the swabs were done without telling you they were going to do them? Or without?
So they came out, the vet who was treating the animal came out and presented me with a piece of paper without any heading on it, with a number on it, and said, this is the lab test. Do you want me to go ahead with it? I've already done the swabs.
Right.
So it's a push sell. I've already done, the dog was away for 20 minutes. You're starting to worry by then. She's already done the lab or the swabs. So that for me is, I felt pushed to say yes.
Okay. So would you stay there, Paula? Because I have Liz on a line who I think is in agreement with you on this. Liz, good afternoon.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Yeah, you were listening to Paula there and her tales
of
woe.
I'm so glad somebody's highlighting this, Katie. Sorry, I've just pulled in. I've been driving. I've had similar experiences with vets, and most recently, because I do a lot of rescue work of cats off the streets, I had a cat in a vet's who I knew had ear mites, and that's what I brought him to the vet for, just to get a spot, to a female vet, sorry, just to get a spot on treatment for the vet and to get his ears cleaned out, because he was a cat that was not used to being handled. And you wouldn't believe it, Katie, when I brought the cat in, this vet, who was a foreign vet but working here in the locality, started to, the only fluid that she could come up with, she didn't have any oil or hot water or warm water even, to clean the poor cat's ears. She started to clean the cat's ears with an antibiotic fluid, like antibiotics to clean an ear.
Right.
So I queried that, and then I said, she didn't even examine the ears. She just cleaned the ears, literally cleaned the ears with an antibiotic fluid. And I said, are you going to examine, look in, you know, look deeper in? They have a special instrument to look deeper into the ear. No, she didn't do that. And so that was that. And then I got a spot-on treatment for her, you know, to put on the cat. She put the spot-on treatment for ear mites. And so I came away with a bill for that particular cat of €65.
Right. And how long had you been in there? How long had this procedure taken?
Literally 3 minutes. Like, I can clean a cat's ear, my ears myself. I'm well used to cats. And so I just queried it. And she said, you know what she said back to me, this vet? This is how unprofessional she was. So I just wanted to agree with that lady, you know, and I'm glad she's highlighting it.
OK, Liz, thanks for that. I want to go to Terry. Terry McCabe, good afternoon.
Hi there. Hi, Casey. How are you?
Terry, you think the pet plan is actually value for money?
Well, I do. But, I mean, I can't understand the pet plan that they're being offered. But I can speak from my experience. I have a wonderful vet. I'm not going to name them. But I used to go and pay for my injections at the end of the year for my dog. I'd have to get fleeing every month, worming every 2 months, I think it was. So you'd have to go and buy them. And then they brought in the pet plan. Now, the pet plan is done on, it depends on the size of your dog, because obviously I have a small Yorkshire Terrier. So she wouldn't take as much worming or fleeing as, say, big Alsatian or something like that. So I pay on a monthly basis, and I pay by the month. I don't pay it once a year. I pay it on a monthly basis. It's taken out by direct debit. So I'm in the car at the moment. I can't think of what it is, but it's in around €20. Could be a little more, could be a little less.
Right, so that's...
And for that...
Yeah.
For that, I get my boosters done. She's going tomorrow for all her boosters, and they'll be all free under the pet plan. Every month, I get my worming and my fleeing. If I want dental done, I get 10% or 15% off. I get one visit. So apart from the visit that I get my boosters done, I would get one visit because my dog suffers from diarrhea too. And if I had to go for any reason, but there's one visit that I wouldn't have to pay for. So that saves me about €50 or €60. So overall, when it's all made out, I reckon I save over €100. And I'm saying I'm paying it on a monthly basis, Casey.
And you don't find it going
it
out
all
yeah.
in one
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
But it's the value. I'm sure there are other pet plans, but our vet brought it in for, you know, for to save his clients money. And obviously, I have her insured as well. Insurance is completely different. Insurance is with a big insurance company like Allianz or something like that. That's completely different. That means if something happens to her, I can claim on the insurance. But the pet plan is completely different.
And it's good value for money, you say, Terry.
I think it's good value. I mean, I'm going tomorrow, Casey, and I'll get all her kennel cough, her bronchitis, all the usual boosters done. And it'll cost me nothing because it's covered on my pet plan, my €20 a month. So I think that's very good value.
Okay. Terry, will you stay there? I need to take a break, but I do want to stay with this. So please stay on the line with us.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And we were hearing there from Terry just before the break, defending the honour of vet, saying her vet does a very good pet plan that she thinks is very good value for money. Alexander Webster, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you. I was just listening to another lady caller there, and I have to agree with her with what she says. I find that veterinary fees in the South here are bordering on extortionate.
And oh, you're agreeing with, just to explain to people who might have come in late, you're agreeing with Paula, who was very concerned with the way veterinary charges were going.
Yes, absolutely. We're fortunate that we're not living too far from the northern border. We have an 8-year-old Labrador, and all her requirements, we go north of the border. For example, the annual booster shot, which is usually leptospirosis and parvovirus, that's costing here in the South, the veterinary surgeon that we used to go to, that costs €55 here in County Louth. In Newry, that costs me £15. the difference is huge.
That is a huge difference.
And that's just for the booster shot. But if we're in a case where the animal has missed a year, they need the full vaccination course, which involves two visits. That's €75 here in County Louth. I won't mention the name of the veterinary clinic for obvious reasons. The same boost, the same course of injections, vaccination, leptospirosis and parvovirus in Newry, which is half hour's drive away, costs £30. And likewise, we just find it extortionate here in Southern Ireland. And of course, everybody knows that we love our animals dearly, and rarely do we question the invoice when it's presented to us over the counter. We just cough up with the debit card and say nothing and pay it. And of course, the veterinary surgeons know that. But we all our requirements now are a day's trip to the north if we have to go, and that includes her food, her kibble, and anything else. So I just thought I'd put my tuppence worth in.
You might trigger a mass exodus across the border for pet owners up around the border counties, Alexander.
Well, wasn't my intention, but I think it needs to be addressed.
It's a big difference. Yeah. Alexander, I leave you there because we're almost up at the hour, and I want to get to go to a couple of more callers who are getting a big reaction
sure,
to
sure.
this. Thank you for that, Alexander. Sinead. Sinead?
Hi, how are you?
You have know only too well the what vet charges can be.
Yes. Now, in saying that, I have two rescues and did not realise what came with it, basically, but sure, you would pay the money out. But one had pyometry surgery, emergency surgery. She had to have it. And then she was having problems with her anal glands and she had to have them removed. And the other lady now has the same problem and she is to go for the surgery too, but I have balked at paying it.
How much was the surgery on your first rescue dog?
The first was over 500.
Right.
And then the second surgery was 450, thereabouts. Your antibiotics and painkillers are on top of that. Then if you go and get their teeth cleaned, they will give you a quote because they have to be under sedation. So that's 120. But then if they need teeth out, it's 25 for each tooth.
Right, you can see how it could add up fairly fast.
Now, seeing as I would only love if there was a pet plan at my vet, because I would pay it because I'm in and I've a pet worn into the vet.
Okay, Sinead, I'm going to have to take a break. I'm going to have to leave you there. Thank you for that. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And that's all we have time for today. Fergus Sweeney produced, Mark McGraw was on sound, and Maeve Mooney was the broadcast coordinator. Until tomorrow afternoon, have a great evening.